This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Omar Alhamdoun and welcome to the Ramadan Reminders. With everything, like anything else in life, if you want to succeed, you need to have a plan. And Ramadan is no different. If you want to get the most out of Ramadan, then you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan in how you think and how you approach this great month, you know, these great blessed days, which are really a great opportunity. Because don't forget, this is an opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really prepared for you, because, you know, the gates for the heaven and Jannah, they are open, the gates for the hellfire closed, all the devils and the evil whispering demons are all locked up. So this is an opportunity for you to really excel. So really you have to have a plan, in the sense that you need to be thinking, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to get out of this month? How can I achieve my utmost from this month? And it means that you have to think from now, before we get too deep into the month, is to say, look, what am I going to try to, you know, what are my goals in this month? What do I want to really achieve? Which, looking back on the other Ramadans, I tried but I didn't quite achieve. Well, is it that I'm going to try and pray all the Taraweeh prayers in the masjid? Is it that I'm going to try and, you know, complete the recitation of the Quran? Is it that I'm going to try and give X amount of money as charity, or raise so much money in charity? Is it this? Is it that? How many of this am I going to do? How many of that am I going to do? What is my end goal? If you start thinking like this now, before we get deep into the month, then you can have a good, inshallah, a good prospect in achieving those goals that you have set out to do. And obviously what will help you in that regard as well is to think about, what are your aspirations? What do you want to achieve? And that's in terms of like dua. You know, what can I, if I had the ability to have anything, what would I ask Allah for? What am I going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me? Because this is the opportunity. This is the month of dua. So when you make dua, and this is really the power of dua as well, which sometimes we don't really think about. When you are making dua, okay, you're asking Allah, I know you ask Allah for a wife or a husband or children or more money or a better house or food, or, you know, that actually allows you to do, you know, to unlock something within you, because obviously you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also what you're doing subconsciously, or maybe even not being aware about that at all, is that you are also saying, I'm going to work hard to achieve this. You know, so if you're going to say, if your dua is, oh Allah, give me a good wife, you know, or a good husband, for sisters asking for a good husband, then you're going to also be thinking, okay, how do I work? Because you know that a husband or a wife is not just going to come and knock on your door. You know, they may do, but it's not just going to happen like this. It needs some work. It needs some, maybe some asking. It needs some extra, you know, things to be done here and there. So your dua is actually going to make you focus on what you want to achieve. So you're going to start thinking, okay, well, I want to achieve this. How am I going to go about achieving this? And therefore, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So that's also part of the plan, you know, because say you made the dua that you wanted Allah to give you the ability to memorize the Quran, okay? And you asked Allah sincerely and you kept on making that dua. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just going to put the Quran in your heart. You have to work for it. You have to study. You have to memorize. You have to do extra, you know, effort to try and achieve this. So the reality of the matter is your dua is going to help you to focus on what you want to achieve. And that's part of the bigger plan as well. So as we're starting out Ramadan, let's think about what we want to achieve, what we want to do, how much money we want to give to charity. And again, that will help you to focus that, look, by this day, I want to be giving, have given up this much money, this much charity. And that, inshallah, will help you to steer clear in achieving what you want. And remember, when you have a plan, write it down, even if it's in just shorthand form, then by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will achieve a lot of it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.